Next item on the agenda is public hearing pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. O'Reilly, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the Commission. And this item has taken some changes in the last 24 hours, so we will, provide you those changes.
Are we okay from a public notice perspective?
We are okay.
Okay.
I met with counsel this morning to make sure. So
I don't know why I asked.
That's okay. The summer flounder fishery is managed jointly by the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. But it's the Mid-Atlantic Council that has the lead. It's the Mid-Atlantic Council that sets the specifications, and the Statistical and Scientific Committee sets the ceiling, which you'll see in a minute. In other words, they set as high of a take that can be for summer flounder. And the only thing the council or ASMSC can do is to request something lower, nothing higher. Next week, the council and the ASMSC will meet jointly on several issues, but one will be on the information, some of the information I'm going to present to you. And you can see that this is a proposal pertaining to summer flounder to modify landing dates, possession limits, and landing limits for summer flounder that are commercially harvested in federal waters. A little background. We had last year we have two periods. We have an early period, which we have now, starting March 1, and started March 1 last year and ended April 30th. And we had a 7,500-pound landing limit. The second period in our fishery was October 16th to December 31st, so that will come before you later in the year. We have a split between the two periods where 60% by regulation is for the first period and 40% is for the second period. And every year the commission sees new proposals, a lot of emergency regulations over time, because industry has to seek out the best marketability of summer flounder, and that means looking at what other states are doing, looking at the timing of when the fishery is going to occur. Many years it occurred in February, started in February, so lately it has been March. This time around, it's March 1 through starting March 1 through April 19th. So it's going to be a change from what you see on the first line. The other change is we had advertised an 8,500-pound trip limit through our draft regulation. And what council and I talked about this morning was that the advertisement, the notice that's in your packet, is general. It doesn't specify an amount. So the commission certainly has the leeway to go to 10,000 pounds, which is the recommendation. And 10,000 pounds is something that, on the one hand, if there's any problems with any overage because of the 10,000 pounds, this 60-40 split allows for that. The regulation indicates if you go over the 60%, then it comes off the second period. So everything is fine that way. And the season, again, is at the bottom, March 1 to April 19th. Here's the notice, and you can see that it was just a generic type of notice. It didn't specify any poundage. This is what council and I talked about, and, certainly when we do these draft regulations, we have to do them, according to 28.2.209 of the Code of Virginia, 15 days in advance of the commission meeting. And there really can't be substantive changes even by the commission. But in this case, with the way the advertisement is and the fact that it's less restrictive to allow industry a 10,000-pound limit compared to 8,500 pounds, that is the reason that we feel that that's certainly allowable. So what happened? With striped bass, which we're not talking about directly, when the new MRIP data, the new Marine Recreational Information Program data, was added to the models, it was first done with striped bass and summer flounder back in November. With striped bass, the new MRIP ended up with a situation where there's an overfished striped bass stock coastwide and overfishing is occurring. With summer flounder, there's not an overfished stock and overfishing is not occurring. And in fact, we started off, you can see at the top, going into 2019 with a 7 million pound coastwide quota. And Virginia has 21 and a few decimal places percent share of that quota. You can see that the quotas are much higher. What the council and ASMSC will vote on next week is whether to accept one of these options. You know, right now the staff at the Mid-Atlantic Council, that's not this staff, prefers option one, which would be a variable quota over the 3 years, but they're not hard and firm on that. But they do think that this will pass through the course. And the course is that the council and the ASMFC have to adopt these specifications, but NOAA has to establish the final rule, which would probably be by May, in checking today with the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council. So we have a situation where there are more fish available. What the MRIP change did was to scale up the spawning stock biomass, so the spawning stock biomass is higher than it was with those changes, and, you know, consequently, the stock is in better shape than previously thought. So if you look at the regulation and see the strike-throughs, the changes are to have the season change and end April 19th. And industry, again, thinks that economically it's better to have the 10,000-pound limit now rather than the competition that might be faced in the fall from other states. And then in item two, you can see that the possession limit changes to 10,000 pounds compared to last year at 7,500. So our recommendation is to amend Chapter 4 of EAC 26-2010 in sequence pertaining to summer flounder to modify the landing dates, March 1 to April 19th, the possession and landing limit of 10,000 pounds per trip for summer flounder commercially harvested offshore. That's in federal waters. And just as a reminder, since 2002, we've had a companion system with North Carolina. A lot of the vessels have permits in both states. So we allow North Carolina fish on our vessel, but only the Virginia fish can be offloaded, and then the vessel has to steam down to the North Carolina port and offload as well. And a year and a half ago, New Jersey was added to that. So at certain times, there could be more infrequently, definitely the North Carolina, New Jersey quota on a vessel. And, that was the most recent change. There's a lot going on with summer flounder. We'll see how this goes forward next week. One item next week is the 3.5-year-old commercial amendment may or may not come to a conclusion. And this big item is the looking at the original 1980 to 89 allocations with a desire by New York especially, but some other northern states, to shift those allocations and take away some allocation from Virginia, North Carolina, and Rhode Island as the top three states. That's been dragging along, and we'll see what happens next week. So thank you very much.
Any questions for Rob? Great briefing, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Motion, Ms. Minor?
Motion to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.